Radical Russ here in the Rayburn House office building with two fine, fine women who are lobbying the Georgia state delegation. Who are we visiting?
What'd you say?
Who are we visiting?
We're visiting everybody right now that we can. We went and saw David Perdue, and Johnny Isaacson so far. There are senators. Now we're hitting the House of Representatives. We've got about eight of them. I'm not going to name them all. It'll take too long.
We also ran into Howard Wooldridge from Citizens Opposing Prohibition. He's here with his cowboy hat and his Cops Say Legalize Pot t-shirt. We're here at the offices of Representative David Price from North Carolina. Let's see what we find out.
Oh, you're filming.
Just filming.
Howard.
In action.
Yeah, Howard.
Can I
what?
Glasses are on the back of your
shirt. Oh, yeah, that's good. They're very convenient.
That's good. Listen.
You don't want to mess up the message. 90% of people see this in the front.
Okay, got you. Not in the
and
back.
If they see it in the back, they're walking with you, so they have more than time to see it.
See?
And people want my, they like when I was at stuff in an office, somebody wanted my picture. So you don't want the glasses messing up the picture.
Okay,
so
got
you. So just keep them back. It's just learn these things.
See, and that's why I sent you a friend request. This is the stuff I need to know.
So how has your time been here so far?
It's been great.
Have you seen any representatives, senators?
I got to talk to Senator Isaacson's staff, and while he came up and called my name, Senator Perdue's office was calling me back. So
wow.
Hopefully we'll get by there to see him. But we did see Isaacson's staff and did talk about the VA amendment to that, and he took a note on it. So hopefully he will forward that to him. So
excellent.
It's been great.
The world's fastest lobbyist.
No. This is a day where I'm passing out a bill to about 300 offices. So if you spend 1 minute per office, do the math.
5 hour day.
That's a 5 hour day. And trust me, in the halls of the Congress, a 5 hour day is a long day.
Yeah.
Because you have to stay up. You got to be ready at a moment's notice to turn the corner and there's a congressman.
Right.
And you got to be ready to say, hey, Congressman Price, how you doing? Can you think 10th Amendment and marijuana in the same, in the green plants in the same sentence? And that's a trick. And it's I'm after 10 years, I'm fairly good at it, but I still have better and worse days. So that's why it's mentally exhausting that for five, six hours, you're just at the peak of your mental alertness.
You're always on for a 10-second soundbite.
You're always on for a 10-second soundbite. You never know someone's going to shove a camera in their face like...
like somebody. Well, you got quite the contingent here with you, too, so...
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have a good day lobbying.
All right. And I just thought of this. If you guys want to, you can go do other offices when we're done here.
Sure.
This ain't rocket science. This is what like Seth Whitecotton of Atlanta did. He's here for 3 days. I showed him how to do it, and we're doing now. And he went off by himself in the Senate, all by himself. He's a 30-year-old male. And you guys can do the same thing. You're kind of getting the idea of the pattern, or especially Kim. And it's not complicated. And you don't have to say it's introductory. You just say, hi. Let's see, what would I say if I were you? I'm just here to drop something off. That's always the first thing you want to say. So you got here for an appointment or whatever else. So then they kind of... And then you simply say, and this is for your judiciary, LA, and then for your boss, the member, the congressman, we hope that he will think of green plants and the 10th Amendment in the same sense. Now, the reason I say green plants and not marijuana is absolutely, everything I do here is with a purpose, with a way to weave into the conversation more than just the words you say. So, green plants lowers the importance of marijuana to where it should be. It's a bleeping situation which is less important than 3-2 beer. And when you say green plants as a policy, you're bringing it down even another notch. You can say it's less dangerous than alcohol. Well, you just kind of made it up there with alcohol -1. But if you say it's just a green plant, an 10th Amendment, again, for everybody, that's, it's getting simpler and simpler, and that's why I say green plant and not marijuana.
Okay.
Dividing
conquer. Oh, whatever it takes to win. It's like as an example, and this is good for posterity. So when somebody asks me why, who's right? My answer is, we need to have the police go after pedophiles hurting kids. Second is, we don't want kids having a job option to sell, which gets kids shot and killed. If it's a black or brown person, I reverse that. Because what's more important? Because black people and brown people have often been to the funeral or know the third cousin that died or got shot selling. So you say, the first thing you say to a black or brown person is, we don't want kids having a job option which can get them shot and killed. That's just immoral. Immoral is a good word, because if it's a religious person, you want to say, this is immoral, right? And then the second reason is pedophiles. I got grandkids. And if you're flying around in a helicopter, you're not catching pedophiles. What's more important to you, pedophiles or Willie Nelson? Or Snoop Lion? I pick on Willie Nelson, Snoop Lion, Cheech and Chong, the obvious three icons of marijuana. And as you see, even though I'm weak, I only talk about marijuana here. Unless you bring it out of me. Because at the moment, for the next couple of years, it is focused like a laser on the green plant.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not easy. That's easy for you guys because you're normal. But that's like I said, but I do it now, which when I first got here, my boss said, you can't just talk about marijuana. You got to talk about all drugs legalized at one time, which was nonsense and silly. But, my boss, Jack Cole, said, this is what you got to do. So I was getting paid, so I said, no. Now, I'm a volunteer, just like you. I get paid expensive. Lunch was paid for by my packers. But I work here for free, volunteer. So I can pretty much stay where I want within, within reason.
Legal reason.
Right. And you cannot upset your donor base.
Right.
Okay, let's go. Well, it's me saying, so I love your job, so how do I be a lobbyist? I said, oh, it's First Amendment.
Yeah.
The right to redress grievances to the government. That's a lobbyist.
Right.
Anybody can be a lobbyist. Y'all are lobbyists today.
Yes.
The trick is to get somebody who thinks you running your mouth is so good, they'll pay you
money.
Pay you money to run your mouth. But that's all you do as a lobbyist.
You got that? If I run my mouth well enough, somebody should support me to do this.
That's right.
That's the ticket.
And that's Independence Avenue right there, and that would take you over to Pennsylvania.
Now you're going to help me use that to get a fundraiser for the DPA conference, right?
That's
DPA
right.
conference.
That's right.
Our media team couldn't come at the last minute.
So I'm the media team.
You're the media team. You're a lifesaver.
Marijuana, is that okay with y'all?
Yeah, that is okay.
Is that good?
Yeah. So come on, let's take off. Come on, please talk. Pull your phone, say, talk about your art. Show the pictures of your art.
Yeah, let's see your art.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's see it. What's your name?
Kayvon, I'm a visual artist from Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Fantastic.
I'm a rising OC. Yes. I'll show you it right now.
Oh, my.
Right here.
What, me?
Hey.
Thanks. We get in on that.
Close
That's
up
pretty.
Here. Hold on real quick. I got a painting right here I think you would love to see.
Is your work online if people want to check it
yes,
out?
Yes. Look at me on Facebook, Kayvon Howell.
K-A-Y-V-A-N.
K-A-V-O-H-N. Howell. H-O-W-E-L-L.
Far out. Let's see it out. We're going to look at a picture of a picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a picture of a picture.
Yeah, you are.
We're getting real messed with this one here.
Here we go. I don't have any actual finished products of it, but hold on, let me turn the brightness up real quick for y'all. There y'all go.
Oh, pretty.
This is the finished piece right here.
Yeah.
But I also have a little tattoo artwork I think y'all would love to see right here.
Oh, yeah, looking good.
There we go.
Here's the leaf.
420 every day, all day, on the daily.
Right on.
You can't.
I can't.
Hold up, hold up. Some grinder action real quick for y'all. Show it up. There we go.
Excellent.
There we go. Perp on deck.
So 420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization talk radio. We have an app on the iPhone and Android.
Yes, sir.
Radio.
Thank you.
My name's Radical Russ. I do a show 5 days a week, live, 2 hours a day about marijuana reform. Any questions you ever have, I'm Radical Russ everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, SoundCloud, Snapchat, Glide. Yes, shot. We're over here.
All right.
And what time is it on Russ on the East Coast?
East Coast time, I'm on 6 p.m. And 9 p.m. at replays. Okay. Oh, sorry. Try this one more time. This might be my last card. Thank you so much. Welcome. Thanks, Kayvon.
The cops say we was
part. He's my man. That's my man. Howard. Well, quite an adventure here, speaking to the...
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Kayvon. Speaking to the young people out here front. We're visiting their congresspeople. This is how lobbying works, folks. It's just meeting people face to face.
Talking. That's all you gotta do. One more talk and we're winning.
That's right. Ready to win?
Yes. We're
talking about it winning. All right, they're gonna go in. I'm gonna leave the camera out here. I'm Radical Russ at the Rayburn House office building. We're gonna call it for now. We're at in front of the offices of Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Strong supporter of our cause, but unfortunately, under the laws, she has no vote in Congress. That's why you see the license plates here in Washington, D.C. will say taxation without representation, because they have to pay income taxes here. They have to pay their federal taxes, but they have absolutely no vote in the federal Congress. So we hope someday Eleanor Holmes Norton will actually get a vote. Maybe D.C. will get statehood. I'm Radical Russ here in Washington, D.C. for the normal legislative fly-in lobby day. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.